Venezuela, polling stations are closing in an election to choose a successor to late President Hugo Chavez. Acting President Nicolas Maduro is facing off opposition candidate Enrique Capriles. A National Electoral Council member has declared the Sunday poll as peaceful. The Syrian premier has urged all factions to take part in the country's upcoming national dialogue. Wael al-Halqi, was speaking during a meeting of a ministerial committee with an opposition group that laid down their arms in favor of talks. Halqi has also stressed the need for amity and tolerance. Foreign-backed insurgents in Syria have carried out yet another bomb attack in the flashpoint city of Aleppo. They blew up a car bomb, killing two people and wounding 18 others, including three state television journalists. Reports say the explosive-packed vehicle was supposed to target an intelligence center in Aleppo. In Pakistan, at least four people have been killed in another U.S. drone attack. Missiles have been fired in the tribal area of North Waziristan. Thousands of people in Pakistan have been killed by such airstrikes. Islamabad has repeatedly asked the U.S. to stop its attack. Several blasts have rocked the Somali capital, Mogadishu, leaving at least 34 people dead and many more injured. Some of the victims were killed as a car bomb exploded at the gate of a courtroom near the administrative headquarters. The Spanish monarchy is finding it difficult to shift from corruption scandals. Tens of thousands of Spaniards have hit the streets to demand the return of a democratically elected head of state. They are demanding a referendum on changing the governing system. A group of economists and academics in Germany have officially founded a new anti-Euro party called the Alternative for Germany. Leaders of this party believe that the formation of the euro was a historic mistake. They want it abolished, with states returning to their original currencies. A spokesman for Russia's president says Washington's publication of a blacklist of Russian officials is a blow to their bilateral relations. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 18 people allegedly linked to the death of a Russian lawyer. Moscow retaliated by issuing its own blacklist of 18 Americans.